বল বল।
এই যে মেরিক রিচ একটা ইমেল করেছে না, হ্যালো,
আমি জানি, আমি দেখিনি রে ভাই।
যাই হোক, এখন একটা ইমেল করেছে, তো আমাকে ফোন করেছিল, বলছে আই এম নট এবল টু সেন্ড মেসেজেস। বললাম ইওর এনবিএন অ্যান্ড ইওর, আচ্ছা এটা কি প্যাম পেন্ডিং নাকি? এক সেকেন্ড দাঁড়া। আমি বললাম ওকে যে উই আর অনলি ইওর ইয়ে সাপ্লায়ার, ল্যান্ডলাইন অ্যান্ড এনবিএন। এই বললাম হু ওয়াজ ইউর প্রিভিয়াস সাপ্লায়ার, বললো বিউরো সার্ভ। বললাম দেন ইউ নিড টু কন্ট্যাক্ট বিউরো সার্ভ রিগার্ডিং ইউর ফোন মোবাইল ইস্যুস। ও ইমেল করেছে, হ্যালো লিখে পাঠিয়েছে একটা শুধু, এই এখনই করেছে, কিন্তু কল তার আগে করেছে, অলরেডি আই হ্যাভ ডেল্ট উইথ হার। ওটাই বলছিলাম, ওটাই বলার জন্য ফোন করলাম।
ঠিক আছে, তারপরে ফিক্স হয়ে গেছে হয়তো। ও কোন ইমেল পাঠিয়েছে হ্যালো লিখে?
হ্যাঁ এখন এই এলো 7:53।
আর তোকে বলছিল যে আমি এসএমএস পাঠাতে পারছি না,
বলছে মেসেজেস আর নট গোয়িং। বললাম ইউ
মেসেজের
হ্যাভ
সঙ্গে
ইওর
আমাদের কি
এনবিএন।
সম্পর্ক?
এক্স্যাক্টলি, ঠিক আছে
দাঁড়া ফোন করবো আমি, দাঁড়া দাঁড়া হয়ে গেছে
হ্যাঁ কর।
নম্বরটা, ওই করি ওই করি আমি, বাড়া অ্যাকাউন্ট নম্বরটা দে আমায়, লগ আউট।
8129 03।
ওকে, মেরি গ্রিচ।
Hello.
Hello. Hey Mary, it's Jack from Melbourne Phone. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Yourself?
I'm good, thank you very much. Just quickly, you were having issues in sending emails. Is that so?
Yes.
Okay, but now it's working because we've received your hello. So, well, what did you
yes.
do to fix it?
I rang BureauServe.
Yeah. So we are only providing you the service for your home phone, which is 5546-2188, and the NBN.
Yes.
Your mobile is still with the previous provider, whoever was giving you the service.
Yes, but can I tell you something? When
yes,
I was
please.
Up in Kent less than 2 months ago, somebody rang me there, the lady, and I spoke to her, and I told her I didn't want to change, and they kept on pushing me to change. I said everything will be covered, and we mentioned the internet, the mobile phone, my husband's mobile phone, everything, Netflix, everything. She said, everything will be covered. Everything will be covered. And now you're telling me that it's only my landline.
No,
it's
landline and your landline and your Netflix. Netflix is a subscription that you've got, and you've got a smart TV. So what happens is the TV gets connected to our Wi-Fi, and then you log on to your Netflix. So Netflix is like a subscription, ma'am, that you're paying to Netflix, not to BureauServe or not to Melbourne Phone or not to Telstra. It's a subscription
yeah,
that you've
yeah.
got separately.
That was included with BureauServe. Everything
not
was
possible.
Included.
Netflix does not cater BureauServe or any provider. They don't have any partnerships with Netflix, ma'am. With BureauServe or with your previous provider, you would have NBN. So the TV... So, okay, let me break it down for you. You have a smart TV that needs internet to access Netflix. And
yes.
you have to pay money to Netflix to watch those movies. So
yep.
Netflix is not a free service. Okay?
No.
Now, exactly. So you're paying Netflix for your subscription. And with the Wi-Fi, you're being able to connect to the Wi-Fi
yes.
of the TV. So...
Yes.
What I can tell you is, if you don't want to watch Netflix, you can hop onto your YouTube on your TV and watch free videos. But if you want to watch a movie on Netflix, you have to pay Netflix a subscription, and you have to give it to them directly by going to netflix.com.au and you know subscribing them there to plans that are available for you, ma'am. Like a
yeah,
yearly
but I
plan or a monthly
also
plan.
Told, yeah, but I was also told that I could ring like Canada and Malta. Now, with Malta, they've been able to ring me. My uncle rang me, but I have not been able to ring back. And someone from your company said it's because...
yes, ma'am.
Because
Malta, yes, ma'am. Malta, you cannot call because that's one of the... it's marked as one of the fraudulent destinations, ma'am. A lot of fraudulent calls, lot of fraudulent activities take place. So that is something. You can buy a prepaid card though, that falls much cheaper than your international calls.
Yeah, I know that, but that's not the bullshit I was told, you know, before we signed up with you. It was all different. It's not fair because now I've got two bills to pay, BureauServe and you.
Why would you pay BureauServe for your mobile?
Because you don't cover it.
Yeah, so you've got your mobile service with BureauServe, is it?
Yeah, it must be, yeah.
Okay. I don't think BureauServe does mobile phones though. I may be wrong. They have SIM only plans where you pay about $25 for 5 GB or your $30 for 12 GB. So you must be having a pay as you go plan with BureauServe.
I'm not sure. I had a plan with them and now I changed it to you. And now,
but theirs should be more like a prepaid service, ma'am, like a pay-as-you-go plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't usually pay because it was connected to my the bill. I used to pay the bill $140 a month.
Okay. So you're still saving because you're paying about $98, and if you add the basic...
$86, I think you told me.
Yeah, $86. So you're still, with the $60 remaining... Even if you're paying $20 or $30 to BureauServe, it's still falling cheaper than what you were paying originally.
But honestly speaking,
in regards to the calls to Malta, ma'am, I'm very sorry. Maybe the sales person wasn't aware, but Malta is a blacklisted destination, unfortunately, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. So long as you're on there, yeah, that's all right.
All right. Yeah. And Canada is already open. You can always call Canada. All right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye. So, note the idea and note time the problem. Thank you very much. Bye.